With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A man accused of setting fire to Tesla vehicles in Las Vegas could now face federal charges, correspondent Donna Warder reports.
And faces state charges of arson, possession of an explosive device, and shooting into a vehicle. Security video shows a man dressed in all black and covering his face throw Molotov cocktails and fire several rounds from a weapon into multiple Tesla vehicles on March 18th in Las Vegas, and then paint the word "resist" on the front of the building. There's been an uptick of violent attacks on property carrying the Tesla logo in the U.S. and overseas since President Donald Trump empowered Tesla's Elon Musk to oversee the new Department of Government Efficiency. I'm Donna Warder.
Elon Musk says he doesn't think he'll be working at the Department of Government Efficiency much longer. Speaking to Fox News, Musk said he believes DOGE will reach their goal amount of government waste and fraud removed within his 130-day mandate. He believes he can cut the deficit by $1 trillion. Also at SRNnews.com, Trump administration officials announced the arrest of a key MS-13 gang member. Attorney General Pam Bondi explains the dangers of the MS-13 gang.
They are organized. They are violent. They are committing homicides throughout our country. They are one of the most dangerous gangs in our country, and we are going to fight until they are completely dismantled.
Bondi said Thursday that it's a major victory in the Trump administration's effort to crack down on a gang that's known for brutal violence and extortion. The president of the United Auto Workers Union says 25% tariffs on foreign-made cars is a step toward ending the free trade disaster, in his words. This is SRN News. A pro-life display comes under attack at a North Carolina university.
Officials at the University of North Carolina Asheville are investigating the angry outburst of a student at a campus display hosted by Students for Life of America. The group posted a video online that shows a male student confronting pro-life students with profanity before disrupting their table display and throwing all their resources on the ground. In the video, the student is heard accusing the pro-life member of, quote, spreading propaganda, unquote, to advance fascism. George Williams, SRN News.
A recent study reveals that American Christians are more pro-Israel and less anti-Semitic than Christians in the United Kingdom. The survey was conducted by Chosen People Ministries, which evangelizes to Jewish communities. According to the data, nearly 6 in 10 American Christians have a favorable view of Jews compared to just half of British Christians. This is SRN News. China's cutting deals with a national business mogul after his plans to sell Panama Canal port holdings to a U.S. firm.
Media reports in China and the U.S. detail Beijing's wrath at the Panama ports deal by Mr. Li's C.K. Hutchinson conglomerate. It announced earlier in March that it plans to sell a range of global port assets, including two at the Panama Canal, to a consortium led by U.S. private equity firm BlackRock. Beijing newspaper articles have been critical of the decision, and some pro-China commentators have called 96-year-old Mr. Li a traitor and the multi-billion dollar deal an act of betrayal to the Chinese people. The deal is due to be signed next week.
Two Americans are among 5 people wounded in a terror attack in Amsterdam. Police say the stabbing attack happened in a large square in the center of the city. A suspect is in custody. More details at SRNnews.com.